Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, August 13th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, 77 times." Peter's question is one that rises naturally from every human heart. Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Peter probably believed he was being extraordinarily generous. Rabbis often taught forgiving 3 times was sufficient. Peter doubles that number and adds 1. Expecting Jesus to commend his magnanimity. Instead, Jesus shatters the arithmetic. "Say to you, not 7 times," he says, "but 77 times." Jesus is not giving us a larger number in count towards. He is inviting us to stop counting altogether. Most of us probably keep invisible ledgers. We remember who failed us. We remember who betrayed our confidence, who overlooked us, who spoke carelessly, who never apologized. We remember who wounded us years ago. Those words still echo whenever we think of them. We may smile politely, pray for them. Somewhere inside, a quiet accountant continues keeping score. Contemplative spirituality gently reveals that this bookkeeping consumes an enormous amount of our interior energy. Every resentment becomes another house of our heart occupied by someone else. Jesus does not ask us to deny that we've been hurt. He asks whether we wish we remain imprisoned by our wounds. Forgiveness is not pretending evil never happened. It is refusing to allow another person's sin to become the architect of our soul. There was once a young hiker who asked an elderly monk why he always seemed so joyful. The monk smiled and invited the young man to a mountain walk. Before they left, the monk filled the younger man's backpack with many heavy stones. After only an hour, the young man was exhausted. "Did you do this?" he complained. The monk replied, "Every stone has a name." Pulled one out. This one is resentment. This one is betrayal. This one is disappointment. This one is the conversation you keep replaying in your mind. I would never choose to carry these. The monk looked at him kindly. People do. Simply carry them inside instead of in their backpacks. Then the monk emptied the backpack. They continued climbing. Mountain had not become easier, the backpack had become lighter. Forgiveness does not always remove the climb, it removes the unnecessary weight we carry with us. One of the great discoveries of contemplative prayer is that forgiveness begins long before reconciliation. Sometimes reconciliation is possible, sometimes it is not. Sometimes trust can be rebuilt, sometimes wisdom says it can't. Forgiveness is something deeper. It is the moment we place justice back into God's hands instead of gripping it ourselves. We stop demanding that the past become different. Surrender our right to revenge. We release the illusion that replaying the offense will somehow heal it. Silent prayer, we often discover that resentment keeps us emotionally tied to the very person we wish to escape. Forgiveness loosens that bond. It allows God to become the center again. Peter asks how much forgiveness he owes. Jesus quietly reminds him how much forgiveness he has received. Every Eucharist is an encounter with divine mercy. Every confession proclaims that God is not kept score. Every morning is another undeserved beginning. If God counted our failures the way we count the failures of others, none of us could stand. This continually gives us another chance. St. Paul never tired of marveling at this. The persecutor became the apostle because mercy interrupted the story he thought defined him. The forgiveness became capable of forgiving. Not because they are stronger, because they have learned the language of grace. Perhaps there is someone whose name immediately comes to mind as you heard today's gospel. Don't force yourself into emotions you do not yet possess. Instead, begin where contemplative prayer always begins, with willingness. Today, bring that person's name before the Lord. Justify what happened. Need not excuse their actions. Simply pray, Lord, I place this person into your hands. Free my heart from carrying what belongs to you. To pray that prayer 77 times, 777 times. This is often less a single decision than a daily surrender. Each surrender makes the backpack a little lighter. Each surrender creates more room for Christ to dwell within us. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you have forgiven me far more than I can ever measure. When resentment hardens my heart, soften it with your grace. Teach me to release what I cannot change, and to entrust justice to your loving hands. Give me the courage to forgive not because others deserve it, because you desire my freedom. May your mercy become the measure of my life, till my heart reflects the compassionate heart of Christ. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage. When I take a passage from the Holy Gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey, may God bless you today and keep you safe.